Americans killed in Mexico. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. They were among the four kidnapped Friday after crossing the border from Texas between ports of entry and into an area known for cartel violence. The two other Americans have been found alive. One is wounded. The announcement about the deaths was made in an unusual way.
We were watching a press conference with President of Mexico, Manuel López Obrador, and he received a phone call while he was at the podium from the governor of Tamaulipas, who they put the microphone on the phone.
Fox's William Lajeunesse.
I talked to an intel official who said, you know, there are about 10,000 vehicles crossing the border southbound in Matamoros every day. How was this one picked out? Or was it indeed caught in a crossfire?
One relative says the group had traveled together from South Carolina so one of them could get a tummy tuck. Mexico's president says one suspect is in custody for now. The investigation continues. Moments ago, Attorney General Merrick Garland not confirming any details but reaffirming U.S. efforts to go after cartels. He was answering questions after just announcing an antitrust lawsuit aiming to block JetBlue from buying Spirit Airlines.
We allege that if allowed to proceed, this merger will limit choices and drive up ticket prices for passengers across the country.
JetBlue has said it was prepared to fight a legal challenge. The Fed chief briefing Congress on the continuing fight against inflation and signaling a cautious approach to continued rate hikes.
The committee slowed the pace of interest rate increases over its past two meetings. We will continue to make our decisions meeting by meeting, taking into account the totality of the incoming data and their implications for the outlook for economic activity.
The central bank policymakers scheduled to meet again later this month. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Saber rattling from China as tensions with the U.S. ramp up again.
A bipartisan bill making its way through the Senate would give the government the power to ban foreign technology, which could include the app TikTok. The bill would allow President Biden to take action against the app and other companies considered to be a national security threat. This comes as more congressional hearings are scheduled for this week and concerns continue over the possible Chinese spy balloon program, discussions around COVID origins, Russia, and aggression towards Taiwan. Chinese President Xi Jinping Monday criticizing Western countries led by the U.S., saying they've, quote, implemented all-around containment, encirclement, and suppression against us, bringing severe challenges to our country's development.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington, a more closely watched than usual State of the State address in Florida.
Political watchers will be looking for tells on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' political future during his State of the State speech in Tallahassee, with education, illegal immigration, and constitutional carry top issues, as well as tax breaks for Floridians in a state that's flush with cash, with one of the lowest unemployment rates in the nation. And as Governor DeSantis has also been traveling the country, talking about how America should be more like Florida, the state that overwhelmingly reelected the governor by an almost 20-point margin for a second term. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
There's word of more deadly violence in the West Bank. Palestinian health officials say six Palestinians have been killed during an Israeli army operation. There are local media reports that an attacker who killed two Israeli settlers last week in the West Bank is among the six dead Palestinians. On Wall Street, a sell-off as the Fed chief briefs Congress. Right now, the Dow is down 394 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.